Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
If you do own a gun, what do you need to do to make sure your children do not access it? Is it enough to teach them gun safety, or is there more involved? My guest is Dr. Denise Dowd. She's a practicing pediatric emergency medicine physician at Children's Mercy Hospitals in Kansas City, Missouri. So, Dr. Dowd, if people are in this day and age of all the controversy and the debate about guns and concealed carry and all of these things, if they are insistent upon keeping guns in their house, whether it's for protection or for hunting, what do you want them to know about the most important things to keep their kids safe from those guns?
Lock the guns up, unloaded, with the ammunition locked up in a separate place with no access at all for the kids, meaning the key is hidden or they don't know the combo. That's the safest thing that you can do.
Okay, so Dr. Dowd, because I've been doing this show a while, I've said that to people, you know, I've given that advice, and they say, well, then what's the point of having it if it can't protect me, if I'd have to go get it from a locked cabinet, then go find the bullet somewhere else, and then protect myself from a burglar?
Yep, you know what? I've heard that argument before, and you know what? This is a risk trade-off. You can have a gun that's loaded, that's ready to use, sitting there on your nightstand for the... How often do you think that would be used, and it's exposed to your child the entire time your child is in the home? And if you just compare, you know, those exposure periods, I think it's going to be clear that the risk to the child is far, far outweighs any kind of probability that you're going to use it. And studies bear it out that the gun in the home is much more likely to injure somebody inside the home than it is to be used against an intruder.
Absolutely, and you are a pediatric emergency medicine physician, and you just said that that gun is more likely to be used or hurt somebody in the home than it is to be used against an intruder. And I think that is a really important message, although we have to move on to a message of, if you are that person and you do need to keep that gun and it's locked, it's whatever else, do gun awareness trainings for children, do they seem to work? I mean, if you're going to be a big gun advocate, is teaching your children gun safety going to make your children safer from problems with that gun?
Well, there have been several studies that are out there and that have been done on a couple of different, don't touch, tell an adult kind of thing. And none of them have shown that they're effective at all at getting kids to touch the gun. Kids can spout back to you, yes, I know what to do when I see a gun. They can spout it. They can parrot it back to you when you do a post-test on these kids. But when they are challenged, they've done things where they've hidden the gun, you know, fake guns, obviously, or unloaded guns in a room after kids get education programs, and they do not avoid getting the gun. So you can educate kids, and I think any mom or dad that a savvy parent knows that you can teach a kid, don't cross the street, look both ways, wait for the traffic. But if that kid is excited and chasing his soccer ball and they see that ball run across the street, they're going to keep on running. I mean, that's the chance. There's a probability they're going to do that because their developmental stage, you can't educate that out of them. They are who they are due to their age and development. And that's where we as pediatricians have to emphasize that it's up to the adult to keep the child safe. It is not about educating the risk out of your kid.
And, you know, that's what's so scary, because some people really do think that that's going to solve the nation's ills. And, you know, you can sort of tell how I feel about this, but if our children are going to someone's house who you know is a hunter, or you know that they're a gun advocate, do you stop your children from going there? You know, people get very offended, Dr. Dowd, if you say, well, I'm curious if there's a gun, even if you put the onus on yourself and you say, well, I'm just kind of a neurotic, you know, then they make some comment about you being a liberal. And what do you do about that uncomfortable situation about finding out if your kids are going to a home with a gun in it?
Well, you know, you do your best to have a legitimate conversation. And I think You know, if you are actually having a problem when you're asking parents about this stuff and they're not wanting to get into a conversation with you, and then I would have questions about that home to begin with. I mean, every parent has the right to have their child be safe. And this is not about judgment. It's about caring about kids. And I would rather be a little uncomfortable and safe than being completely comfortable and regret something for the rest of my life.
Absolutely. So, you know, what do you advise parents? What do you say to that person?
Well, have the conversation, you know, ask. And if there's any degree of, and like you said, to use language about blaming yourself, you know, I got to ask. I just read a statistic that there are almost guns in half of the homes, so I need to ask. And, like, you know, blame it on your kid. They're so curious. I cannot trust them. It's not about you. It's about my kid. And if you have any sense, based on the response, that there's discomfort, then just say, you know what? Why don't you let your kid come over to our house instead? And that's what you got to do as a parent. I mean, it's one of those things that you have to make a judgment on.
Now, what about, I mean, if certain kids are going to learn to hunt or something along those lines, and they're, you know, they've said, can they come with me? We're going to shoot trap or we're going to shoot at targets. Do you let your, you know, I mean, do you let your child experience this? Because the media games, the violent video games, and I know because my son plays one of them, you know, make kids so, that much more interested in guns. Do you let your child try one just to see what it feels like and how truly dangerous and powerful they are? Or is it a no-touch rule?
You know, the American Academy of Pediatrics doesn't have a formal stance on that question that you just asked, and really it's up to the parent to make that decision. I think that's a personal choice. I mean, I think that a kid is to understand truly the lethal force of a gun, and that you need to have a true understanding of that, I think, before you touch a gun, before you fire a gun, means the kid is going to be a lot older. We're not talking about a 10-year-old kid here or 11-year-old kid. We're talking about somebody that's much, much older. And if that, you know, you have a 16, 17-year-old, you want to introduce them to skeet shooting or something like that, this has to be under supervision of an adult at all times.
Well, okay, so the American Academy of Pediatrics, they've renewed their commitment to preventing gun injuries in children. So give us the most important ways, we have about a minute and a half left, that you think that we can prevent gun injuries in children. It's a very scary time right now, and people are scared, Dr. Dowd. So give them a little bit of hope and maybe even some community action, things that they can do right now to maybe cut down on the gun injuries that you see as a pediatric emergency physician.
Sure. Well, the hope is that I think President Obama has given us a lot of reasons for optimism. The agenda that he announced with regard to tightening up some of the gun laws is great, and that's going to be a battle in Congress. But I think that at least now we're talking about it. 2 months ago, we weren't talking about it, and so I think that is incredibly hopeful. I mean, it was the whole subject was off limits, and now we are talking about closing the gun show loophole, renewing the assault weapons ban, limiting the size of magazines. Okay, so that's happening. What people can do is have conversations within your families, within your neighborhoods about this gun thing. Talk about safe storage, all right? Talk about unloaded, locked, unloaded ammunition separate. Talk about that. And make it be a topic that's not so unsafe or radioactive. Guns are out there nearly in half of the homes where there's children, so people can do a lot in their communities out of a place of caring, not out of a place of judgment. And it really is up to us to do that now and not wait for Washington to act or move. It really is up to all of us.
Well, that is certainly the truth. And parents, listeners, you can get involved. You can ask at the homes of the kids that your kids go to their homes. Ask. Don't be afraid if there's guns in the home. If you do choose to keep a gun, keep it somewhere up high, locked, bullets in a separate place, and need to have the discussions about gun violence in this country with our children. This is Melanie Cole for Healthy Children on Radio MD. Stay well.